No logo, no website, no problem. We're going to talk all about the crazy formalities of business and whether or not they really matter in this episode of Social Media Secrets. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I wanted to share with you a story because I think sometimes people get really frozen up on the things that are formalities in business, whether it's a logo or branding, getting your website all set up and thinking that it should look just like Marie Forleo's. Like, it's kind of overwhelming sometimes. And, you know, I remember this day where I was going to go to a BNI, which is a networking event for business professionals. So the night before, I suddenly have this like, oh my gosh moment where I freak out and I realize, I need to bring business cards. Shoot, like it's an essential part of business networking. And so I quickly like grab one of my old photos. I didn't even have professional photos, but I grab one of my old photos that I took like on my cell phone, and I quick draft up all of these business cards, and I like rush order them at a FedEx, or it was like Kinko's or something. And it was like $75 more than we really had to spend. And I literally picked them up right before I went to the event. And so I picked them up. I was so excited. I was like, oh, I feel so much better now. They weren't even nice. They were like on this like cheap kind of thin tag board. But I was like, okay, at least I can be a professional now. So I get there and I, you know, I'm looking at my business cards and I'm feeling pretty good. And I'm like, oh, this makes me feel so much better because now people will take me seriously as a legit business person. And I look at my business cards and there is a typo. In fact, it's one that anyone could notice. It's not that they wouldn't know there was a typo because I forgot the .com at the end of my email address on all of these business cards. And I spent like $75 and I was so bummed. And I'm just sitting there feeling so embarrassed. I'm like, do I just write in .com? Do I just hope people don't notice? They're going to think that I'm such, you know, like a hack job. Like I was just sitting there overthinking all of this. It was almost like I was saying to myself, like, don't mess up. There are real professionals watching. Don't mess up. Everyone's going to know you don't belong. And the truth of the matter is, what most people don't realize is that all of those things are not necessary. The formalities are not necessary. It's kind of like etiquette. Etiquette's awesome. Now, if you're listening to this and you're from the southern United States, you might be very big into etiquette. Maybe not. But that being said, etiquette is a nice to have. It is absolutely not essential to eat. It's not essential to make friends. It's not essential, right? It's just not essential. Let's be honest about that. So when it comes to etiquette, it is nice to have. It's helpful, awesome. But just like formalities, it is absolutely not necessary. In fact, this is probably going to save you hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars. You do not need any of the following or nice ones of these to get started. You do not need a fancy website. Heck, I built my website off of like a free template that I found. And you know what? It was ugly. But you know what? It got the job done. And truth be told, especially in the beginning of building, nobody asked for my website. I never booked a client from my website. You probably don't even need a website at all, at least when you're first working to build your business. The second thing is a professional logo. This is so not necessary. I created my first logo in Canva. It was hideous, yes, absolutely. But you know what? It felt nice to have something to just smack in the middle of any PDF or proposal. So I felt good about it. You do not need professional headshots. In fact, even to this date, the majority of photos that I get and use are taken on my iPhone. Kind of crazy, huh? You also do not need a marketing or a business degree. This is absolutely not essential. In fact, at this point in time, it's barely even a nice to have anymore because people are like, dang, I spent a lot of money when I could have learned more on, you know, Social Media United or Udemy or, you know, YouTube. Truth be told, those things are just not as necessary as they once were. You do not need branding, and you certainly do not need experience to get started. So I'm going to give you guys a lifeline today. I put together a social media manager starter kit, though this will be helpful for anyone who works with clients. We're going to focus 100% on what matters, and that is securing clients. So I'm going to share with you guys, number one, the exact methods I use to grow my own freelancing business to 26K months with no official team. I'm going to give you my signature challenge, 10 days to 1K, video trainings to guide you, daily encouraging emails to prompt and help you actually secure a client, and templates to help you communicate with leads. We're going to ditch all the formalities and just focus on what matters, which is getting clients under your belt. If you want to grab that, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you will see the link for the Social Media Manager Starter Kit. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye. Sure.